Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers, watch it work.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
On News Talk.
CBS News was the home of Walter Cronkite in the 60s and 70s when he brought the evening news to millions of viewers across America, including, for example, commentating on the historic moon landing in 1969 and, of course, the assassination of John F. Kennedy. But in the past couple of months, the face of CBS News has changed. It's now headed by former opinion editor Barry Weiss, and with changes also to the personalities fronting coverage, the once venerable CBS News appears to be in decline. Lorca Nine, head of training at the Communications Clinic and columnist with the Sunday Independent, is with me now to take us through all the many changes taking place at CBS News and the effect on the US media landscape generally. Good morning, Lorcan, and welcome.
Morning.
Now, tell us what happened to CBS. I mean, did it all start with 60 Minutes? Was that where the trouble started, or was it brewing?
It was brewing a long time before then. So obviously, you know, CBS legacy brand, you said Cronkite 60 Minutes. They are the bywords for kind of news journalism, TV news journalism in America. And they were taken over by Paramount, who was owned by David Ellison, who was the son of Larry Ellison, who is a billionaire donor to Donald Trump. So that's what I mean, part of the start of the news. Mm. And then he went and headhunted Barry Weiss, who you talked about there, to become editor-in-chief of CBS News. So you can't really understand what's happening to CBS without understanding that background, and then understanding who is Barry Weiss.
Talk to me about this woman. She is a kind of a self-creation. An opinion editor does not mean a news editor.
No, so she's had an impressive, improbable rise. She is an opinion editor. She's not a reporter. She has no experience in TV news at all. And now she's editor-in-chief of CBS, driving their coverage and a very hands-on leader of CBS. So she first came to prominence as a student in Columbia, where she pushed back on what she says was the anti-Zionist teachings of some of the lecturers there, and which she would be very Zionist and calls herself a Zionist. She was then an opinion editor with the Wall Street Journal and went on to become an opinion editor as well as an opinion columnist with the New York Times, where she would have positioned herself as the most right wing of the New York Times commentators. She would say she was still a liberal, but she is very much an anti-woke commentator. Yeah. And very much, I'm a liberal, but the left has gone too far. She would have pushed back on the Me Too movement and things like that.
She made the boast, I believe, that as opinion editor, she would get opinions into the New York Times that never would ever have been imagined by the New York Times itself. And yet, this is an opinion column that had, for example, Muammar Gaddafi writing an opinion. Yeah, and all sorts of people.
And Vladimir Putin. I mean, the New York Times has had some out there opinion writers. So, I mean, it's a false claim. But she would have presented herself as somebody who's going in there putting a more of a diversity of opinion, right-wing opinion. She then left the New York Times in kind of a big blaze, where a big resignation letter, where she basically said there's a culture war inside the New York Times, the young wokey lefties versus the establishment older actual journalists. And she left that. It's obviously totally discredited by the New York Times. They would not agree with it, but she left. And then she did something pretty interesting, where she set up initially a Substack, so a newsletter, her own platform, that became a media company called the Free Press, that has been incredibly successful. It had huge backing by the billionaire class. You know, five or six of the billionaires, Democratic and Republican donors among them, backed this venture. And it was very much that I'm a liberal, but the left have gone too far. Anti-woke content coming through. Some of the stories that they would have had that would maybe sum it up would be things like, I'm 17, but I'm immunised from woke politics. I used to hate Trump. Now I'm a MAGA lefty. I would criticise Black Lives Matter and then I was fired. So people will get a feeling of what it was. And she had a very successful podcast series called The Witch Trials about the treatment of J.K. Rowling. That company, to be fair, was very successful, got about 15 million monthly revenues and subscribers, which is not insubstantial. That was then bought by Ellison and Paramount for 150 million, which, you know, does that fully match up? I'm not sure. And so that's now the person, that's her ideology. She is now leading the content, basically, for CBS.
So let's hear the woman herself. This is where she's addressing the Federalist Society. It's a conservative organization, and she's talking about her background.
I am a gay woman who is moderately pro-choice. I know that there are some people in this room who don't believe that my marriage should have been legal. And that's okay, because we're all Americans who want lower taxes. But I am here because I know that in the fight for the West, who my allies really are. And they are not the people who, looking at facile external markers of my identity, that I might imagine them to be. My allies, true allies, are people who believe that America is good.
So that's her talking about her own background. She also went on to talk about news reporting and how best to get the truth, which is sitting beside somebody and having a chat with them instead of going out on the ground and doing the reporting.
Yeah, it's very much an opinion-led idea of what news is, which is it's all about hearing everybody's opinions. It's all about being, you know, the voice of the public. What does the public want to hear? What do, can I get a diversity of opinion? And therefore, we will get to the truth. That's a different understanding of the truth. It's a more rhetorical, actually, understanding of the truth. What the journalism understanding of truth is, which is you go, you get the facts. It doesn't matter what people think. It doesn't matter what people believe. It doesn't matter if people don't like those facts. It is the case of the truth is the truth is the truth. And look, I suppose that clip, it sums up two things that are interesting about this woman. Number one, that is, I suppose, her argument, which is it's the look, I have a social viewpoint, but there are other things that will align us together. I am a liberal, but effectively. But then also, if you talk about that, when you say the fight for the West, and that's the undercurrent in US politics at the moment. That's the most interesting thing in US politics at the moment, where there is this idea that America are the last great hope. Europe has fallen. Who has it fallen to? They effectively mean it's fallen to either the woke or what they in many ways mean is Islam as well. And that is part of it. Sir Niall Ferguson, the British historian, writes for the Free Press. He would be a big proponent of that idea of imperialism was fine. Imperialism was actually good. And that countries like France now have just become overly infiltrated, to use their terminology, by Islam. And if you look at what CBS's News' new principles are, Ampad, and I'll read one of them, principle three, out. It says, we love America and we make no apologies for saying so. Our foundational values of liberty, equality and rule of law make us the last best hope on earth. And we believe in Franklin's famous line about America as a republic. If we can keep it, we aim to do our part every night. Now, if we delve into that, it's a news organization, not a political party, not an ideology, to say that we love America, make no apologies for it. That is not what you expect a news organization to say.
Absolutely. Because sometimes your country might do things that you find reprehensible, and as a news organization, you should be able to report that.
Absolutely. And what they're also saying is effectively, America is now brilliant. We must keep it. That means establishment is good. There are others who are trying to take it from us.
Okay.
And that is the J.D. Vance ideology of the world. And now, that's what's happening.
To get a flavor of the new CBS News, while broadcasting from Florida, they were talking about Marco Rubio. News anchor Tony Dokupil closed with this.
Only in America, the many lives and many jobs of Marco Rubio, the son of Cuban immigrants and a former Florida senator. He is now the face of U.S. foreign policy and President Trump's point man on Venezuela, all in addition to his roles as Secretary of State, Interim National Security Advisor, and Acting National Archivist and USAID Chief. Whatever you think of his politics, you got to admit it's an impressive resume. And now AI memes have added to that portfolio, casting Secretary Rubio as the new governor of Minnesota, the new Shah of Iran, the prime minister of Greenland, the new manager of Manchester United, the head of Hilton Hotels, and highest of high honors of all, the new Michelin man. Now, back in real life, of course, these memes may not add up to much, but for Rubio's hometown fans, which are many around here in Miami, it is a sign of how Florida, once an American punchline, has become a leader on the world stage. Marco Rubio, we salute you. You're the ultimate Florida man.
Dear, oh dear.
Yeah, I mean, it's
I mean, that's supposed to be in news coverage.
Yeah, it's close enough to state television that would have been mocked in other imperialist regimes previously coming through. Now, Rubio would want to be careful that they don't promote him too much, because Donald Trump doesn't like people being promoted too much with him as well. So, look, there's those elements to it. There's the fact that the nightly news has had big interviews straight away in the first week with a lot of the Trump administration, which is absolutely fine. They're the establishment there, but it has been relatively one-sided. But I think the bigger story that people may have heard of would be that there was a 60 minutes slot about Venezuelan men who had been deported from America, sent to El Salvador prisons, sent to the notorious El Salvador prisons, suffered serious physical sexual abuse and torture there. There was a 60-minute story with interviews there, and that it had been promoted, it had passed the internal checks, and then Barry Weiss last minute pulled it.
Now, it was seen because it was leaked, and it was seen in Canada, wasn't
it? Had got so close to airing that they'd already sent the footage up to Canada in advance, and before then there was a mix-up and they put on the wrong editing. So it's been seen, it was all online, people have seen it. So again, it's very, very interesting, because what Barry White said is basically, we didn't have enough of the administration talking within it. You should have got an interview with Stephen Miller. Go get an interview with Stephen Miller and come back. Now, what the journalists involved in this are saying is, we asked them, they didn't want to comment. If they decide not to comment on our story, that can't be a kill shot, which is what they said to our story, because if we, just because we don't have their view, they don't want to comment, we now can't put forward a story. And they said that we're trading 50 years of gold standard reputation for a single quiet Newsweek. But this is all to the backdrop of the takeover of Netflix that me and yourself, Pat, have talked about before, where Ellison wants to buy Netflix. He needs Trump's help effectively to do that. And Trump, before this 60-minute slot, said, for those people that think I am close with the owners of CBS, please understand that 60 Minutes has treated me worse since the takeover bid. So effectively, we don't know, but there is an assumption that what happened here was this would have been negative for the Trump administration. Trump would have watched it. That would not have helped the takeover bid, and therefore is a political move rather than a journalistic move. The counter is just saying, look, this is just an editor making an editor's decision, but people can read their own truth through it.
Now, events in Minneapolis, of course, hitting the headlines. Trump was actually interviewed on CBS Evening News, and this is what he had to say.
I inherited a mess of crime. I inherited a mess of inflation. I inherited a mess of places closing up and going to other countries. And now we have the hottest country in the world. Tony, we have now the hottest country in the world, and a year and a half ago, our country was dead. We had a dead country. You wouldn't have a job right now. If she got in, you probably wouldn't have a job right now. Your boss, who's an amazing guy, might be bust, okay?
Might be what?
That's how bad. Might be bust. I doubt it in his case, but you'd never know. Let me just tell you, you wouldn't have this job. You wouldn't have this job, certainly, whatever the hell they're paying you. Our country is rocketing right now. We have the hottest country in the world. If they got in, we would be Venezuela on steroids.
I mean, this guy's a lunatic.
Yeah.
Dangerous lunatic.
Yeah, and look, I mean, that's the way he's been speaking and consistently for quite some time. There wasn't a huge amount of pushback. The only pushback, I believe, that happened in that interview with the new anchor was when he did push back, saying, no, I would have had this job. I don't have this job just because of Donald Trump. And which Trump said, you'd have it, yes, but maybe on less money. So Trump, in some ways, was talking about the economy there, but definitely in some ways was alluding towards the fact that, you know, CBS are now kowtowing to me. You're somebody who does as well, and therefore you have your role because of it. Look, there's a version of events here, or a way we could look at this, which is just effectively saying CBS News had been failing. Its ratings had not been good. It is third now in the US pretty consistently in terms of ratings. Barry Weiss has shown that she understands new media. She understands social media. She has built a big platform for herself. And so maybe it's taken a shot on that. That's one. That is one interpretation. The other interpretation here is that either this is just a play to keep Donald Trump happy for a takeover bid, or it's a slightly more subtle political project, because what Barry Weiss does well is give a home to center left, center right people who want a stepping stone over to the MAGA world, where you can kind of read the stuff and say, oh, this is from a former liberal, this is from a current liberal, and actually, yeah, the fact that I'm worried about the changes, scared of the changes, means this is okay, which is totally fine politically. It's political persuasion is what politics is about, and that's political persuasion, absolutely fine. But it's not news.
It's not news. Lorcan Nine, head of training at the Communications Clinic and columnist with the Sunday Independent. Thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s.
Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects.
With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last. Get started today for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com.